All is not gold that glitters, and how well I knew it. As delicious as she looked, as pants-rendingly gorgeously as she moved, she was capital D dangerous. More, she was a vampire, a predator, one who fed on human beings to continue her very existence. Despite our past cooperation, I was still human, and she was still something that ate humans. If I acted like food, there would be an enormous part of her that wouldn't care about politics or advantage. It would just want to eat me. So I did my best to look bored as she approached and offered me her hand, palm down. I took her cold, smooth, pretty, deliciously soft, damn it, Harry, ignore your penis before it gets you killed, fingers in mine, bent over them in a little formal bow, and released them without kissing her hand. If I had, I wasn't sure I wouldn't take a few nibbles just to test out the texture as long as I was there. As I rose, she met my eyes for a dangerous second and said, "Sure you don't want to taste, Harry?" A surge of raw lust that was probably not my own flickered through my body. I smiled at her, gave her a little bow of my head, and made a small effort of will. The runes and sigils on my staff erupted into smoldering orange hellfire. "Be polite, Lara. It would be a shame to get cinders and ashes all over those shoes." She tilted her head back and let out a bubbling, throaty laugh, then touched the side of my face with one hand.
"Subtle as always," she replied.
She lowered her hand and ran her fingertips over the odd gray material of my warden's cloak.
"You've developed an eclectic taste in fashion."
"It's the same color," I said, "on both sides."
"Ah," Lara said, and inclined her head slightly to me. "I'd hardly respect you otherwise, I suppose. Still, should you ever desire a new wardrobe,"
she touched the fabric of my shirt lightly,
"you would look marvelous in white silk."
"Said the spider to the fly," I replied. "Forget it." She smiled again, batted her lashes at me while my heart skipped a beat, and then slid on to Ramirez. She offered him her hand.
"You must be Warden Ramirez." This is the part where I got nervous. Ramirez loved women. Ramirez never shut up about women. Well, he never shut up about anything in general, but he'd go on and on about various conquests and feats of sexual athleticism and...
"A virgin?" Lara blurted. Lara blurted. She turned her head to me, gray eyes several shades paler than they had been, and very wide.
"Really, Harry, I'm not sure what to say. Is he a present?"
I folded my arms and regarded Lara steadily, but said nothing. This was Ramirez's moment to make a first impression, and if he didn't do it on his own, Lara would regard him as someone who couldn't protect himself. It would probably mark him as a target. Lara turned to walk a slow circle around Ramirez, inspecting him the way you might a flashy new sports car. She was of a height with him, but taller in the heels, and there was nothing but a languidly sensual confidence in the way she moved.
"A handsome young bantam," she murmured.
She trailed a finger across the line of his shoulders as she moved behind him.
"Strong, young, a hero of the White Council, I've heard."
She paused to touch a fingertip to the back of his hand and then shuddered.
"And power, too."
Her eyes went a few shades brighter as she completed the tour.
"My goodness, I've recently fed, and still. Perhaps you'd care to ride with me back to the estate and let Dresden walk. I promise to entertain you until he arrives."
I knew the look on Ramirez's face. It was the look of a young man who wants nothing so badly as to discard the complex things in life, like civilization, social mores, clothing, and speech, and see what happened next. Lara knew it too. Her eyes glittered brightly, and her smile was serpentine, and she pressed closer.